and I hope this works. I just sit here.
There's two sides to this, you know. Pal old folks living way out here by themselves, got a pal fine young children come to visit them.
Thank you very much, Doc.
My mama.
Did she give you a drink?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
We didn't ask if you were carrying a coat, but I guess she brought you the one she wanted you to have.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Well, I like to do it because I like to talk to people like yourself, because I feel there's so much to learn from people that you've experienced so much and you know so much, and I can just sit here and talk to you and I can learn from you, and that's like, you know what I mean?
This is really more informative than the school we go to every day.
It's an education in itself, because just talking to y'all, because you can just tell me things.
This is very awesome.
And, you know, so in this book right here, just it's sort of like saying, just mm-hmm. you just tell me.
That's,
you know,
what he was all sorts of things. Because he knew it was next to the ground. Everything.
That's
that. Nothing.
I'll find out some might interest you. I've got old enough to realize that when you talk about this world's goods, it's nothing that we have. But my fortune is that part of me that I have given away.
To your children?
No, I don't mean materially. I don't mean economically, I don't know the right word, financially, but it's, well, way back in, now don't misunderstand, I've got nothing in the world against civic clubs, but way back yonder in my active days, when the proper time for me to be a Rotarian or Kiwanian or some of these other things, I thought the church needed some boosting, and I got interested in the lay work in the church. And I still think, as long as I had to make a living and I had to support a family and I had to educate 7 children, that any extracurricular, let's call it, that I do would be of more worth to the world if it were trying to foster the interest of the church, mm-hmm. the kingdom, and religion. And I didn't. Not that I've got anything against these civic clubs, mm-hmm. but I couldn't do both.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose, and I got interested, and I got working in the lay work of the church. And as I suggested a while ago, if you want to do something in a charitable way, if you want to work for the church, all you've got to do is make yourself available. It'll come. And the first thing in New York, I was elected district lay leader, America's district, and there's 8 districts in the South Georgia Conference, and in a few years I was elected conference lay leader, South Georgia Conference. And it was purely something that I was given. I didn't get a dime for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got men and women, folks all over this South Georgia Conference that are just very dear friends of mine, and they come to see us and they write us, and one of them, rather young man, I called him, if you judge me, I don't think he's over 50, called me on my birthday about a week or two ago from Sylvania. And
It's not a payback.
It makes me be willing to tell you that as far as I know,